As we continue with our look at the impeachment feeding frenzy, how much of the news media is stepping up to the buffet? There was a time when journalism relied on solid facts. Today, it seems like good enough is sufficient to be considered a news story. Here with us now to review how heavy, just in this past week, the news media has played a role in the impeachment narrative is the associate editor with Newsbusters, Scott Whitlock. How are you today, Scott?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Newsbusters.org. You can follow along with how the media frenzy is going on. I'm not exaggerating. Each and every day, several times a day. Has your site and your blog been any busier than it's been in the last few weeks?
Well, the way the media has gone after Trump and the way they've been in the Trump era, we've been busy since summer of 2015 when he came down that escalator. But I would say we've been very busy, and I think the number one reason is that they've wanted impeachment since before he took office. So, you know, this is something that, of course, they are going to eagerly embrace and recklessly embrace in how they cover it.
I wanted to give you a quote and see if this represents what the news media's mindset is right now. The best propaganda is that which, as it were, works invisibly, penetrates the whole of life without the public having any knowledge of the propagandistic initiative. That was said by Joseph Goebbels back in the old days of the Nazi Party. Does that philosophy kind of represent where the news media, by and large, is headed with all this?
Well, I think to a degree of what they're doing, they are not interested in certainly in covering this story objectively like they have been with every other Trump story. And what we've noticed is we have the frenzy of coverage and then the downplaying of anything that is kind of against this narrative. For instance, we did a study over 10 days of how they covered once this impeachment started bubbling. And in 10 days, the network evening and morning shows did 7 hours to Trump on Ukraine and just 46 minutes looking at all into the Hunter Biden angle of this. So they know how they wanted to cover this. And as I said earlier, we also did a montage about a week and a half ago, which pointed out that we just went through their coverage of calling for various network journalists calling for impeachment from before he took office, back when he was president-elect. And each one of these things has been, this is it, this is the thing that's going to get him, this is the thing that's finally going to get him. And so I would say one thing that I've definitely noticed that they're doing in this coverage of the Ukraine story is they sort of implicitly accepted the fact that the Mueller investigation was a failure, and we saw in another montage we did a number of network journalists who essentially said, look, collusion wasn't proved, that was too complicated, that didn't work out. So it was sort of kind of just thrown there under the radar, but they basically accepted that the last big thing that they did was a failure, and now this is kind of the new big shiny object.
Here's how I look at it, though. Being inside the media, we always, of course, look at ad revenue and ratings. That's really what guides us if we're doing right or wrong. And if you look at the, I obviously don't have access to the ad revenue stats for the networks, either broadcast or cable, but if you look at the ratings, other than Rachel Maddow, no one's really gained out of this drum beating, have they?
Well, no, but that's sort of the old thing with a lot of these journalists is that and networks. And when I get this question, is the evening newscasts have been going down in ratings for years. Now, you could say maybe that's for a number of different reasons. People have diversified their media choice, so on, and things like that. But also, look, you just look the way people respond to these sorts of questions about whether or not there is a bias. A lot of people have simply turned off. They've turned off the so-called mainstream media and are seeking out other alternatives, be it online or talk radio or all these different outlets, because they simply they don't trust it anymore. So if they are so concerned about these ratings, Nora O'Donnell, the CBS Evening News anchor, the new one, her ratings have been terrible. So why is that? They're certainly not trying to be objective in representing the other half of the country that voted for Trump in the way they cover these stories.
And certainly on the cable side of things, CNN, much like they did when that Asian airline plane vanished in the Indian Ocean, that was the only story that existed as far as the mind was concerned. That's pretty much what they're doing here now with the impeachment. they've gone even further in the tank every time the numbers come out every month.
Yeah, well, they have, and I think with CNN, it's interesting because I think what they have attempted to do in the Trump era is make a deliberate effort to be the kind of resistance network. So you sort of maximize the liberal audience and the anti-Trump audience to the extent that it exists. Because if you remember, it used to be MSNBC was the very liberal network. Fox was the network that had conservatives on, and CNN, though certainly liberal, they were definitely liberal, but they were not as vocal and hard left as they've become. It was sort of the network that you watched maybe if you were waiting for your flight in the airport. And I think they've really made an effort to try and be that vocal anti-Trump left, and so that's where I think you've seen them really take this hard turn from going to liberal to extremely off the wall liberal.
So they might be actually banking and looking ahead at, well, if the 2020 election goes the Democratic way with Biden failing, Elizabeth Warren on the rise, that's a group of voters that could become CNN listeners, or maybe already are CNN listeners, just haven't logged in with the ratings book yet.
Yeah, no, I think that it is definitely possible trying to compete with MSNBC for the look. We know that the New York Times did that in the Trump era. They've and the Washington Post. But the New York Times specifically has run all these ads about how they are going to be the purveyors of truth and holding truth to power and so on. And you know, we've seen who their readership base is. We've seen where subscriptions and print and online have gone up for the New York Times, and because that resistance base wants an outlet that's going to aggressively attack the president. So the New York Times is filling that, you know, that need. And the Washington Post, when Trump became president, they put the motto, "Democracy dies in darkness," on their masthead. Well, how was democracy doing during the Obama era? I mean, where were they holding truth to power then? It's only now that we have this Republican president who they really don't like that the Washington Post put that on their masthead.
Now, with Scott Whitlock, who is associate editor with Newsbusters, newsbusters.org, the website, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With all these stones that are being thrown at the president, how much of a red carpet treatment is the news media giving Adam Schiff?
Well, you know, that's another good point, because he is, as we've seen the coverage, as we've been following it, he's been reported and covered mostly as kind of not a nonpartisan voice, but a serious voice who is explaining to Americans about impeachment. And again, he is someone who's been in, for various reasons and various objections, has been pushing impeachment since almost the very beginning. And so to try and treat him as anything other than a hard left partisan, I think, is absurd, especially since I'm sure you and your listeners remember just recently he had this during one of the hearings where he read this fake version of the Ukrainian telephone transcript where it made Trump out to sound like a mobster, and he just read it. It wasn't real. It was fake. And later, a couple hours later, his office had to apologize and say he was attempting to do satire. As you know, how bizarre is that?
Yeah.
Doing satire during a hearing, and it didn't make any sense. But we covered the lack of coverage and lack of reaction to that. Imagine if Daryl Issa or some Republican congressman leadership in the House had done something like that and just made up, or the president, and just made up completely fake quotes and read them into the record. They wouldn't be able to get away with it, but they're treating Adam Schiff as though he's some sort of serious voice.
And that was actually what made me think of the Goebbels quote I used at the beginning of this segment, because if someone's just maybe half or even less paying attention to all this and they see Adam Schiff doing that, how many people actually believe that was factual?
Right, exactly. Yeah, if you saw that, it certainly wasn't debunked. One of the things we do at the Media Research Center that we've expanded into is called Tech Watch, which is kind of looking at the future of the media, which is obviously going beyond your three networks. We've been looking at Facebook, Google, Twitter, and things like that, but also so-called fact checkers like Snopes.com, which they didn't fact check Adam Schiff for that. You would think that is, in fact, we went back and looked. They've only done, I think, 3 Adam Schiff fact checks ever. And most of them, two of them were mostly true. So the fact checkers, these online fact checkers, who are supposed to be, again, holding truth to power, certainly aren't doing it when it comes to Adam Schiff.
It appears certainly the days of who, what, where, when, why, and how have certainly gone into the closet as far as today's so-called news journalism is concerned. Now it's policies, position papers, and instead of news stories, if you turn on even the network newscast now, it had been just the cable channels, but it seems like op-eds have taken the place of investigative journalism. But nevertheless, it's Newsbusters that gives you the reality of what is happening within the news media, where they're missing, and how they're striking out. Newsbusters.org. We've been talking with their associate editor, Scott Whitlock. Scott, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me on.